Welcome to day 156 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We have really three questions left that we haven't covered, so we're not going to be going all 180 days. Three questions that we have not yet covered are questions 150, 151, and 152. Let me just read you the three questions so you can see how they'll fit together in this next unit. First, question 150, are all transgressions of the law of God equally heinous in themselves and in the sight of God? The answer is no. Some are worse than others. Question 151, what are those aggravations that make some sins more heinous than others? And the answer is, sins receive their aggravations from the persons offending. For example, it's worse if you're an adult than if you're a kid, worse if you're the king, somebody in public. Also, sins receive an aggravation from the party offended, that is, if the person is weak or if there's a particular duty owed to the party who is offended, the person you sin against. Nature and quality of the offense. Some offenses are just worse. They're maybe maliciously or otherwise entered into. That's just intensifies the nature and quality of the offense. And then finally, some sins are worse because of the time, circumstances, or place in which the sin occurs. And then, so that's question 151. What is it that aggravates the sins? And it's a long question. They go into great detail. Then finally, there's question 152. What does every sin deserve at the hands of God? And the answer, well, it's not a pretty picture. So we get through with those three questions, and ideally, I think they would come after you look at the law, which we've done. We've gone through the Ten Commandments. Then the question is 153, which we've already covered. What doth God require of us that we may escape His wrath and curse? In other words, what does God require of us that we may escape the answer to question 152, which we'll get into, due to us by reason of the transgression of the law? And then that tells us to look at faith, repentance, and the diligent use of the outward means whereby Christ communicates to us the benefits of His mediation, which we covered on day 88. Now, when we get through with those questions, we're going to go back to another question that we've already covered, and we're going to give a completely new answer to the question. And this answer is going to really surprise you. It'll be something you've never heard before. It will really challenge you, and I think you'll like it, but you won't like it. You may even hate it, but still it's going to be something that's going to stick in you, and it's going to be of good benefit to you, even if your initial reaction is that you really hate the answer, a new answer that we're giving to an old question. But that'll have to wait for a few days, because we've got a lot ahead of us as we look at these three questions, 150, 151, and 152, the last three questions in the larger catechism that we have not yet covered. So let's dig in. Question 150, are all transgressions of the law of God equally heinous in themselves and in the sight of God? Answer, all transgressions of the law of God are not equally heinous, but some sins in themselves and by reason of several aggravations are more heinous in the sight of God than others. Some people have the mistaken idea that all sins are equal in God's sight. Not true. John 19:11, Jesus answered, Pilate, thou couldst have no power at all against me except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. That was Judas, and he had the greater sin than Pilate did. Ezekiel 8:6, Ezekiel's told by God, turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. Verse 13, turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. Verse 15, turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. So there's that progressive step downward. 1 John 5:16, if any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. But there is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. So there's obviously a difference. Well, the sin that's unto death is worse than the sin which is not unto death. In Psalm 78:17, and they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. Verse 32, for all this they sinned still and believed not for his wondrous works. Verse 56, yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God and kept not his testimonies. So after mercy and after signs and wonders, still they continue to sin, and each sin becomes worse because of what they've been given. Okay, that's question 150, which says, by reason of several aggravations, some sins are worse than others. Question 151 is, what are those aggravations that make some sins more heinous than others? The answer, sins receive their aggravations. And here, as I pointed out, we have four basic categories of aggravations. The first category, the sin receives an aggravation from the persons offending, if they be of riper age, greater experience or grace, eminent for profession, gifts, place, office, guides to others, and whose example is likely to be followed by others. So let's look at each of these, I guess you would say, subcategories. Sins receive their aggravations from the persons offending. Jeremiah 2:8, the priests said not, where is the Lord? And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Sins receive their aggravations from the persons offending if they be of riper age. Job 32:7, I said, days should speak, and multitudes of years should teach wisdom. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Ecclesiastes 4:13, better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. Sins receive their aggravations from the persons offending if they be of greater experience or grace. 1 Kings 11:4, for it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. And the Lord was very angry with Solomon because his heart was turned away from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared to him twice. Sins receive their aggravations from the persons offending if they be eminent for profession. 2 Samuel 12:14, howbeit because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shalt surely die. 1 Corinthians 5:1, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. So the Christians at Corinth should have done better than this. The sins receive an aggravation from the persons offending if they be eminent for gifts. James 4:17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Luke 12:47-48, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask all the more. Sins receive their aggravations from the persons offending if they be eminent for place. They have a high place. Jeremiah 5:4, therefore I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. I will get me unto the great men, and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord, and the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Sins receive aggravation if the persons offending are eminent for office. If they hold an office of some kind, that makes the sin worse. 2 Samuel 12:7, Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Ezekiel 8:11-12, and there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jaazaniah, the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. Sins are aggravated if the persons who commit them are guides to others. Romans chapter 2, starting at verse 17, "Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and art confident that thou art thyself a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you." Sins also receive their aggravation when the persons who are offending are an example whose example is likely to be followed by others. Galatians 2, verse 11, "But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before the certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, If thou, being a Jew, livest after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews?" Well, that's the first general category of how sins become aggravated into greater sins. Tomorrow on day 157, we'll look not at the parties who offend, but at the parties who are offended, that is, those who are sinned against, and how different people can make sins worse depending on who they are and how they are sinned against. And that'll be tomorrow on day 157.